Clippers. It is day four, and we're getting worn out already. We're running out of steam already. This is like the quickest episode we've ever done as far as time recording, and like literally I'm tired.
An actual content like created. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, it's so funny. Like it's for me, it's like not even 12:30, which usually we're like at like 1:30 by now.
Yeah.
So we have two guest ones on this one because I couldn't decide.
Okay.
But Leon Wright from Pelican Noise Works, he suggested the Phase 90, the MXR Phase 90, and I think that's a fun pedal for under $50. Basically, one knob phaser. You know, that's you can get that classic phaser sound, or you can even get the Eddie Van Halen Rage. So that's the way he used, right? I think he used a Phase 100 after a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who cares? That dude sucks.
The Phase 100 is the one that I want to pick up. So
yeah, which I think you can still get that pretty close. I think you might be over by like $10, but you're not too bad, like $60.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Phase 90, I had a Phase 90. I was, you know, Phase curious, and I didn't really know if I'd like that. And I bought a Phase 90, I think used, and I was like, yeah, this is great.
Nice.
Yep, it's got all the sounds you need.
Well,
and then
I should eventually pick one up, probably.
I'm sure there's somewhere just laying out around. I'm sure you could just find one.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably like a, you know, like a tire stopper, like a on a old Buick LeSabre somewhere. Yeah, you'll find one. Just look hard enough.
Yeah.
Also, this episode sponsored by MXR. the other person, Blake Weiland, he suggested the DOD FX96, which is the Echo Delay. It's the Echo FX Analog Delay.
Okay.
That one's a fun one. I definitely think for the money, which I looked and I saw them on there, they were right in that price range. It's a fun analog delay. And usually you think of DOD, you think of just weird effects. Mm-hmm. But I think like for a $50 pedal that's digital or analog delay, it's worth it.
Which box is that?
That's
in?
The purple one.
Purple box. Okay.
Yeah. Purple box.
Yeah, purple, so purple.
I can't remember the names of it, but they always had great names for their knobs. For the controls, and one of them struck me as funny. I think if I remember correctly. Oh yeah. Okay, so it's you have dry tape, then you have time. Oh, there's like double. Oh, that's why it's funny. So anyways, it's like there's like a mix and then it's a delay time. There's like two, there's like the name is on top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is tape quality, but I just thought it was just quality.
Oh.
So I was like, that's funny that it's just quality. Like, oh, this is the quality control button. The only thing that stinks about those pedals is the on off switch, like the stomp switch. But I've seen people that like totally dig this pedal and just have it like somebody do true bypass on it, you know? So you see that every once in a while. It's a fun pedal. I think it sounds great. And I know Blake, I've watched Blake do numerous just like demos where he like, you know, like live streams where he grabs like six pedals.
Yeah.
And then he has that one in it every time. And then he just like puts stuff through it.
Yeah, so it's definitely likes that.
Yeah. It's a good pedal. I remember having one and I was like, this is good.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's the Leon and Blake show.
Leon and Blake. Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. All right. I'll do mine too. Why not? I'll just get all three done.
Yeah, just do it.
So the Soul Food is a pedal you can pick up for like $35 to $40 used. It sounds great. It's a Klon. It sounds really, really good. The only problem with it is the foot switch. The foot switch, you step on a thing, and it's crazy. It is so freaking loud. So it ended up, I had it on my board for a long time, and it was just an always on. But then, like, as I started moving it around my board, trying it in different spots, that's when it got tricky. because that's when I was like, oh, I want to stack, and I'd hit it, and it'd be like, ka-gung, and I'm like, oh, cool.
You have your delay on, so it's ka-gung, ka-gung,
yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah, it's a, yeah, yeah, for like 30 minutes. Just hanging out in the background there, just like ka-gung, ka-gung. They do. You can mod the foot switch out, and
yeah.
I think still at that price. For like $35, I think you could get it under $50 with the mod. So I'd recommend that pedal. I think it sounds really good. It just needs to be modded.
Yeah. I've heard good things.
And bad things.
And bad things. Well, I'm going to... I got the Ibanez LA Metal. That's
ooh,
right.
Dude, that's a good one.
The LM7. To quote Josh Scott of JHS Pedals, it's his favorite iteration of the Rat pedal. I picked it up because of him and Daniel Tyak both collecting them like
madmen.
Yeah,
they're like
men.
Ruining the market on LA pedals.
I remember going into Tyak's shop at one point and he had an obscene amount of them.
Yep, I remember he did a tour once and he was just showing all these pedals in boxes, like just like pulling out, oh, this is like a first gen Klon. Oh, this is like, you know, just all these like serial number ones, you know, on mm-hmm. different pedals. And then he pulled out this like Tupperware bin of LA metals. And I was like, this dude is nuts.
Yeah. So that's what inspired me to get one. And then after playing it for a while, digging it, I opened it up. And mine's not even an like the original circuit. It's actually been modded by by Alchemy Auto to be a true LM308 Rat circuit.
Oh, okay, cool. That's cool. Then I bet you that thing sounds real good.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. It's super fun. Like when I need my distortion, this is the one I pull out of the case. So
yep, it's a good one. I love a good Rat distortion for sure.
And it looks 80s. AF. Oh,
dude, it looks like LA metal, like what you imagine LA metal looks like. That's it.
Yeah, 100%. So
I bid on them all the time on eBay, and I don't ever win.
Oh man, I lowball every one of them I see come up on Reverb. I offer them $25-$30 every time just to see if I can get one.
Just to see if I can snag one. Yep. And then whenever they're on eBay, if they've kind of like right now they're all just buy it nows.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I see them, and they're like. The bids, I always bid like $12.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
So, yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. It's all fun. Right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.